Hey everyone, I welcome you all to this episode of The Gist with Mola. I am and will always remain your favorite dark skinned girl next door, your Adeda Mola. And today we'll be talking about the beauty of friendship. The beauty of friendship. So before I go deep into telling us how beautiful friendship is, I want to do something, and I want you all to listen and blush on my behalf. So I got different notes for my birthday. So I'm going to be reading three. I'm going to read one of the post birthday note, then one birthday note, and a pre-birthday note. I know I didn't say it in the very good order. So I'll start with the pre-birthday note. So it's few hours to your birthday, and yeah, even if it's just I got to know you about a month ago and some days. You are beautiful as a person, and you didn't fail out to be beautiful in your soul also. The person added it, though, it's not like I added it by myself. This message may not be able to convey my deepest words for you, but trust me that I mean every single thing I say here. Thank you for helping me when I did need your help. Thank you for being a listener when I needed someone to speak with. Thank you for being humble, even at jokes. Thank you for being truthful. Thank you for being caring. I appreciate all you've done for me with this little span of time. I pray you don't cease to exist. Amen. I pray you don't cease to be the best in your ramification. Amen. I pray this new year ushers in everything good. Amen. I pray you bask continually in the ever-glowing grace of God. Amen. Cheers to prosperity. Cheers to greatness. Cheers to success. Cheers. Thank you, Samuel. Thank you. This means so much to me. This means so very much to me. Thank you so much. I hope you're listening to this. Thank you. Thank you so much. So this is a birthday note. It's long, but I'll read it. It's few hours to the end of today. I can imagine how it feels inside your head, but I can't be so sure. On birthday night, it's always a mix. I think a mixture of all emotions. You're happy for the wishes and all. You're happy for the love and grace. You're happy for the friends and God. You're happy for people's testimony because it kind of means you mean a lot to them. That all the life you've lived here means to some people, even if it's just few. My dear, you should know by now who is the owner of this letter and why it is long. If peradventure you feel something aside happiness, perhaps a sense of loneliness, physical or emotion, sadness, maybe you want some things that haven't actualized, or you remember the ones you've lost. Nothingness, maybe you are at loss of how you feel. Maybe you are at a loss to how you feel. Or you feel like you're wasting away. Like there's no hope. Like there are no major achievements like the ones in movies, books, and other people's lives. Whatever you feel at all be, I want you to know that God is with you and He has prepared an expected and desirable end. It might be seeming late. You might be mad at Him for just watching and not granting your wishes. You see, B, we might get all we want, but that doesn't mean we cannot get all we want. I want to remind you of God and His promises. He never fails. Go into this new year with Him. Don't let go of Him. Stay under His divine umbrella and watch Him fight for you. Your life, the Mola, is a blessing. I already said I will not cry, so I'm going to read the all of this note without tears. Yes, hard girls don't cry. You're a source of blessing and strength to a lot of people. Your smile alone brightens our day. We might not tell you. Look closely, count your blessings. They definitely outnumber the things on the waiting list. Your podcast, oh my love, is just amazing. I remember when you came up with the idea. It's super amazing how far you've come. Grow it intentionally this year. Don't kill your voice. They have to hear. They're not even ready for you, B. You are a force. You command respect. You will speak and they will listen. Your ink is fire. on days when it feels like you write rubbish or that others are doing better or whatever, write even more. Someone told me journaling helps. Try it too. Never lose your ink. I see you writing books. I see people reading your paperback books. I see me smiling because stacks of your paperbacks fill my shelf. TMC is your baby. You nurtured TMC. I didn't. You're supportive even on days when you look and pass. I remind myself on days when it was only you there. TMC has grown. Thanks to you. She wants you to grow too. Me. You are the most precious. The first of all. I get jealous a lot. A lot. I'm scared low-key that some people matter more than I do to you. That. Okay. I'll continue. Hard girls don't cry. Yeah. I'm not crying. That I will stop being to you what I am now. I'm scared too that it's only you I feel safe with. And often I wonder what happens if you leave. Who I will turn to. Who I will trust with the darkest part of me. I'm secretive, I know it. But you even know more than some people knows about me. And it scares me too. I will still get jealous. I can't help it. It's almost noon today. I'm glad I had sense. I just try to remind you a few things of the numerous blessings you have. You're not wasting away, darling. Each minute you live, count blessings. Everything might not seem together now, but very soon it will make sense. I don't want to say too much that will stress you to read. Funny how I'm crying right now. I love you. Never forget. You mean a lot to me, more than you ever imagined. Stroll into this year with raised shoulders, B. God has perfected everything in this year already. Things have worked for your sake. Nature has collaborated with the universe to work in your favor. This year is good. This year is blessed. This year is with ease. This year is with healing. This year is with good health, more joyful tears, and less agonizing cries. God has taken away every hardship before you and for the ones he has decided not to take away, he has endowed you power to conquer them. So this is from my best friend. Don't get it wrong, it's not like I'm crying, it's just that my voice is doing on and off. Yeah. Thank you, Val. Thank you so very much. Thank you so much. Yeah, I don't even know what to say. Thank you. So the last letter I will be reading is a post-birthday letter that came. It is handwritten. I need to see the way I'm holding these papers, dear. So it came with my birthday gift. So the bracelets are so beautiful. This letter is from my baby. My baby got it for me. My uncle. Baby girl. It's been a week after your birthday and I still can't believe you're 20 already. Just like that, Shaka. I heard there is this feeling that comes with being 20. I don't know how true it is. They said maybe it's the fact that the realization that you're an adult begins to set in more. And then you begin to have this sense of responsibility and maturity. That's the best way to put it. Well, this is me telling you that you do not need all of that and it's absolutely unnecessary for you. I hope you know that age isn't maturity and you've been responsible even before you were 20. I hope you know you've been an adult for a long time now and that you do not need the extra stuffs. And that what you need to do is to be intentional about your growth and take it one day at a time. And no, I won't tell you that things will fall in place because I don't think they do. Just be consistent and efficient, my baby girl. Stress less, laugh often. I love you. I wanted this to be a love note, but somehow it turned out like this. I'm sorry. The gift is coming late, and I'm so sorry for that. I hope you love the bracelet truly, and they remind you of my pretty face and right smile whenever you wear them. Your purple. Thank you so much, Pelumi. Thank you. I'm here to put on the bracelet because I want to have the best picture with it. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you to my girls, Fawa and Pelumi. I love you so dearly. I love you so much. I love you so much. So thank you for listening. Thank you for blushing on my behalf. Thank you. And if you're a crybaby like me, thank you for being so emotional. I hope you didn't cry, because ad girls don't cry. So now, to the deal. The beauty of friendship. To me, I believe friendship to be one of the most beautiful things. But we tend to place more emphasis on romantic relationship. We all go with the idea that the right person for our heart isn't sometimes just friends. We just think our soulmate has to be somebody we are attracted to romantically. Sometimes we let the society mentality blindfold us from seeing how beautiful friendship is. It doesn't have to be a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, or how should I put it? Friends bring happiness into our lives than virtually anything else. They are vital for our well-being. As silly as this is, everyone needs friends. You know, the presence of a friend makes you feel better. They improve your moods. They help you reach your goals. They believe so much in you, even when you clearly don't believe in yourself. They grow with you as you age. They boost your self-worth and support you through hard times. You will always find them. You will always see them. Sometimes it's not even about them finding a solution to what's going on. Sometimes all you needed is just a word from them. If they tell you it will get better, sweetheart, you believe them so much, because they've once told you it will be fine, and it was fine. Though, as we age and change as individuals, we begin to understand different things about our life, and we begin to learn and unlearn, and our tastes begin to change on a lot of things. Just like the saying, if you understand Yoruba, you get this. Ogun omode o le sere fun ogun odun. Like 20 kids cannot play for 20 years. Though, the first time somebody told me that, I didn't get the meaning. I was very small. But now I began to understand, because I think the first friends we all have, we don't even know if they love us truly. No, children love each other truly. What am I saying? Yes, the friends were so pure. There was no competition. There was no stress. And she was just, leave me alone. I'm not playing with you again. Don't give me a bicycle. And the next minute, you guys are playing together again, sharing sweets, sharing biscuits, and sharing your toys. It was so sweet, so real, so true, and pure. Then boom, we start growing older, and let me say, all those pure love is just primaryless. Let me say it is the primary school love. And then boom, secondary school sets in, and we started understanding their snitch, their hypocrites. They are people who just want to be in everyone's circle, like they notice me, and there's some people who are just neutral, like me. Yeah, I'm just there. I don't even know. Throughout my secondary school, I don't have a clique. I think I fit in everywhere, so I don't even have a clique. I was just there. It was just me and being friends with everybody, no, smiling and all. But then as we age, we begin to understand, this person is not good for my mental health, this person is not best for me, this, that, this, and that. We begin to understand I want to meet people that make my life better. This person is not helping me grow, either spiritually, mentally, emotionally, business-wise, education-wise, and all. So we start to like make new friends that help us grow. And then sometimes it's not even about not wanting to talk to some people anymore. Sometimes distance is just shitless. Distance is a bitch. Distance deals with people a lot, and it just looks back. They meet new people, you meet new people too, and then it's just there, like there. Truly, it's not possible. No matter how much you try to keep up with your childhood friends, there's some people you don't even remember. When I was in primary school, I was just there to neutral. I just played with everyone. And yes, I still remember my classmates' name, but I can't recognize them if I see them. I don't even have a single person number that I know that, okay, this person is my primary school classmate. I don't know. Because I changed school and we moved from my area to our new area, so I wasn't able to like keep up with them. The thing is, friendship is beautiful, very very beautiful. Friendship is powerful, very powerful. It can build you up or break you down. It can make you so strong or very weak. Depends on the energy you put to it. Friendship needs work. It's not something that just happened. No. Friendship don't just happen. You have to put effort to make it happen. Friendship is love. And you have to work to make love happen. Love don't just happen. All my life, I've been lucky enough to run into the right people. And this episode is for you all. You are incredible. You're wonderful. You are amazing. You believe so much in me, even when I don't believe in myself. Like when I don't have 1%. You all push me to success. You all just make sure I grow. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for taking my bullshit. Thank you for staying, even though I know I don't deserve some of you. And to those who left, thank you for reminding me to smile and be grateful. Some people actually leave because they feel I have new friends, or they think I'm proving lovers, I'm a snob, this, I'm that. I know I suck at keeping friends. Sorry. I suck at checking up on people. I don't even like calls. Like, even when you call me, I will have to process it in my head. What do you want to say? Calls makes me feel so very uneasy. And when I clearly remember you and I want to text you, I just get so carried away or distracted by a lot of things, and I just send you notes mentally. And yes, some that couldn't keep up, they left. I'm not even mad at anyone. We're all humans, and not everyone understands, and sometimes understanding isn't even always enough. Yeah. So thank you so much. Thank you. Real and true friends challenge you for the betterment of your soul. Like, they believe so much in you, and you rely on them regardless of the situation. You run to them just like I said earlier, when you don't even know what's going on in your head. You love them so much that you become helpless. And you know, you have some very close friends that, this is not best friends, you have some very close people close to your heart that, when you don't want to talk to your best friends or some people about some stuff, you run to them because most times they have the best solution, like the best answer that you want. Yeah. So there is best friend, there is close friend, and there is friends that are also there to you. Okay. God our Father was Abraham's friend. Jesus, his son, considers all of us as friends. He became our first friend and a faithful one. God, okay, let me explain better. This illustration is just to remind you that no matter what or how silly this might sound, you need friend. You need friends. You need a friend. It's not about, I know humans and are hypocrites. We are hypocrites, yes. I know some of us have trust issues. But then you just need someone who will always be there for you. God will always be there for you. Jesus, his son, will always be your faithful friend and will always be there for you. But then you just need one person here on earth that will also be there for you. This is to everyone in my life. Thank you for staying. Thank you for being true and real. I love you. God loves you. And if you are not having a smart relationship with God, if you feel you're not in God's presence, or you left already, or whatever it is the definition is, I just want to tell you that God is always with you. It's just waiting for you to like voice out. Sometimes we're just helpless and we don't know what to do, and God is just watching, waiting for us to say, Father, I am helpless. So you can renew your friendship, your relationship with God. Just talk to him. He listens to the simplest words. Yeah, I love you. If you like, say it is Loriro. I know I love you. And if you don't believe me, God loves you. That one is not really real. I love you so much. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you for listening to the end. And yeah, I remain your favorite dark skin girl next door. Bye. Okay, so I promise to be consistent. And yes, I'm working on that. Bye-bye.